Welcome, everyone, to Wisdom for a Crazy World, your trusted source for 21st century common sense. We hope you're having a great day, but just in case you're not, our host, Tom McQueen, is about to make it a lot better. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode. And now, it is my privilege to introduce to you one of the most popular podcasters on any network, award-winning author and speaker, Tom McQueen.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. I'm Tom McQueen, and you are listening to another episode of Wisdom for a Crazy World. So happy that you're here. I want to give you our contact information as usual. Our email address is letters2ethan@aol.com, and our telephone number is 727-688-5121. And the title of our episode this week is, Question, Is Heaven for Real? And I will tell you where that came from. I made a visit to our local YMCA like I usually do on the weekends, and I was using a piece of equipment, and there was a young woman. I guessed her to be maybe between 21 and 25 or so, next to me, and she was waiting patiently to use the same piece of equipment, and she noticed that I had an Eastlake Fire Rescue t-shirt on with the word chaplain on the front. And she said, I have a question for the chaplain, just out of the clear blue. And I said, really? I said, what's that? And so she asked me, do you think heaven is for real? Well, I was a little taken aback by the question, because it's not usual that a stranger would approach and ask me that. But having worked in hospice for so many years, that's a very common question. So we had a nice discussion, I would say for about 30 to 40 minutes, about the topic of life after death. And for many people, the subject of death is non-negotiable. They just don't want to talk about it. But for me, well, I died once, so I'm a little more inclined to be intrigued by the subject. Death was my first experience outside the womb, and not just for a few seconds. I was baptized and anointed by one of the nuns at Faxton Hospital in Utica, New York. Something happened, though, during those long moments before I was revived. I can't explain exactly what it was, but I've been taken back to that event many times during my life. So when people question the possibility of heaven, I have no doubts. When they're skeptical about what God has in store for us after our last breath, it's all clear to me. And when people question why decent people die far too soon, I can understand that it's hard for them to discern the wisdom of God's timing. Heaven is a state of limitless joy and happiness in the presence of the Father who created us. So when the world is no longer, heaven will always be. And I believe that God in His wisdom understands everything about us. He even knows our unspoken needs and feelings. He gave us two great gifts, the opportunity to share everlasting life and the means to get to heaven. Heaven is what we can choose, and the invitation that God gives us is permanent. Our free will is the tool that enables us to decide whether heaven or hell is in our future. You know, what Jesus told Martha was so incredibly powerful, that He is the way, the truth, and the life. And if we believe in Him, we will never die. In other words, deciding to follow the example of Christ in this world is the path that leads us to heaven and enables us to celebrate forever with all those who have gone before us and with all those who will follow after us. Unfortunately, too many people think that they have a right to go to heaven because of all the misery they have to put up with on earth. It doesn't work that way. Heaven is a privilege. It's not a right. And we'll talk more about that after we come back after the break, because it's such an interesting topic. And as I say, I get so many questions about, you know, heaven, and is that where we're going to go when we die? And it's such an intriguing topic that I love discussing it. So when we come back, we'll continue that discussion. I'm Tom McQueen. So glad you're here. And you are listening to Wisdom for a Crazy World. We'll be right back, my friends.
The Matthew 25 Mission, founded by Chaplain Tom McQueen, is a not-for-profit charity created to serve the physical, emotional, and spiritual needs of the poorest of the poor in Florida. We invite you to visit our website at www.matthew25mission.com. Read about our history and our work, and consider a tax-deductible donation. 100% of all contributions are used to provide food, shelter and clothing to those in need, and all donations are tax deductible. Recalling the words from the Gospel of St. Matthew, "As long as you did it for one of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did it for me." Please visit our website at www.matthew25mission.com and help our cause. God bless you and thank you.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. I'm Tom McQueen, and you are listening to Wisdom for a Crazy World, and our episode this week is, Question, Is Heaven for Real? And that came from an encounter I had at the local YMCA here with a young woman who asked me that very question. And, you know, it's really interesting because the majority of people today invest their time and energy in the pursuit of earthly pleasures. And there's nothing wrong with pleasure. It's okay. As Christians, we hold a slightly different perspective. We also believe that pleasure is okay, but that our sole purpose in life is to use our free wills to give glory and honor to God in this world, so that one day, in heaven, we can enjoy eternity with Him and those who have gone before us. And it's a lesson that I learned when I was a chaplain at a children's cancer hospital in Buffalo, New York, Roswell Park Cancer Institute. I learned more about heaven and life and death there than I've ever learned in my life. And I remember one young woman in particular. Her name was Vicky. She was the first child that I met when I began my ministry there. She was 15 years old when her headache started. Her mom and dad told me that she was a homecoming queen that year, a sophomore, and the youngest queen in the school's history. When I met her during the holidays, I'll never forget this, she extended her hand to me and said, "Hi, I'm Vicky. The treatments aren't working and I'll probably die soon, but don't feel sorry for me. I had a great life." I didn't know what to say. I just stood there for a few seconds, searching for an adequate response to that type of brutal honesty. But we visited and talked a lot in the last 2 months before she went home to heaven. I remember one day asking her, "Vicky, if there was a single most important lesson that you learned in your life that would help me in mine, what would it be?" And after carefully considering my question, those blue eyes looked up at me and she said, "Well, since I've been here, I learned that the golden rule begins with a verb." Well, I didn't want to appear, you know, dense, so I asked her to explain, and she said, "You know, most people wait for other people to be nice to them. They say, well, if she's cool with me, then I'll be cool with her. But that's not what the golden rule says. It says, do unto others. So the way I see it, we can't wait to see how other people will treat us. We can make the world a better place by doing it first." And then she went on to say that it was a lesson she had learned from the doctors, nurses, and patient care staff at the hospital, who always took the initiative to make her feel like she was the most special person in the world. That's a lesson that I'll never forget. The golden rule begins with a verb. And when we embrace that lesson, when we embrace that principle, then our currently dominant thought is directed toward heaven, because we're using the gifts that we have, the gifts that God has given us, to uplift other people, to take the initiative. And I guess that's the key word here, the initiative, to reach out to others first, to be a hope and a help to them. And if more people did that, we wouldn't be worrying about, is heaven for real? Because we would be creating just a little bit of heaven here on earth. But you know, it's not always easy. It's difficult. We run into challenges and roadblocks every day. There's an obstacle here, an obstacle there. What are we going to do? How are we going to handle it? And when we come back after our next break, I'm going to share with you a prayer that came to me from another young person at the hospital that gave me great insight and direction in my own life when we do encounter those obstacles and challenges. So yes, heaven is for real, and we will get there if we use our intellect, our emotions, and will to do the work that God sent us here to do. I'm Tom McQueen. You're listening to Wisdom for a Crazy World, and I'll be back right after this brief message.
In this chaotic world, there's a timeless need for wisdom. Whether it's deciphering life's puzzles, dealing with bullies, mastering the art of handling a tough boss, or creating positive change in our world, a little guidance can make a world of difference. And that's what you will find on the podcast, Wisdom for a Crazy World, hosted by Chaplain Tom McQueen. Wisdom for a Crazy World brings insights that are rooted in wisdom from a biblical perspective. Episode subjects include Jesus therapy, surviving a toxic boss, and God's Independence Day. With his soothing voice and wealth of wisdom, Chaplain McQueen is your ally in facing life's challenges head on. Discover comfort and reassurance with Chaplain Tom McQueen on Wisdom for a Crazy World, available on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. I'm Tom McQueen, and you are listening to Wisdom for a Crazy World. And our episode this week is entitled, Question, Is Heaven for Real? I want to recommend a book to you. It's written by Dr. Eben Alexander. It's called Proof of Heaven, and you can find it on Amazon. Dr. Raymond Moody, the author of Life After Life, said this about Alexander's book. Dr. Eben Alexander's near-death experience is the most astounding I have heard in more than four decades of studying this phenomenon. And before he had the journey, Dr. Alexander couldn't reconcile his knowledge of neuroscience with any belief in heaven, God, or the soul before he had his near-death experience. Get a copy of this book. It's just amazing. And I know you'll be happy that you did, and happy that you invested the time in reading it. They have a 10th anniversary edition now on Amazon. I want to share with you a prayer. And the road to heaven isn't always easy. It's sometimes met with obstacles and challenges and conflict and people throwing roadblocks in our ways and all kinds of things like that. And this is a prayer that helps us stay the path, stay the course, and I wanted to share it with you as I close the episode here this week, and thank you so much for being here. The topic of, is heaven for real, is a question that's on people's minds, even if they don't articulate it always. And that's why it was so astounding to meet a young person in a gym who didn't even know me, but saw my chaplain shirt on from East Lake Fire Rescue and thought that she would pose that question to me. So talk about it. Bring it to the forefront. It's okay to talk about death experiences and heaven and what happens after life. That's probably the greatest education that we can give to children as they grow up, so that they're not believing that this is it, that this is all there is, that there is something to look forward to, and that we will be reunited with our loved ones if we choose to do that. So here's the prayer. It's called, Jesus, help me. In every need, let me come to you with humble trust, saying, Jesus, help me. In all my doubts, perplexities, and temptations, Jesus, help me. In hours of loneliness, weariness, and trials, Jesus, help me. In the failure of my plans and hopes and disappointments, troubles and sorrows, Jesus, help me. When others fail me and your grace alone can assist me, Jesus, help me. When I throw myself on your tender love as a Father and Savior, Jesus, help me. When my heart is cast down by failure and seeing no good come from my efforts, Jesus, help me. When I feel impatient and my cross irritates me, Jesus, help me. When I am ill and my head and hands cannot work and I am lonely, Jesus, help me. Always, always, in spite of weakness, falls, and shortcomings of every kind, Jesus, help me and never forsake me. My friends, place all of your trust in God and remember that He is the way, the truth, and the life, that He is the resurrection and the life. And your lives, if you embrace that belief, will be richly blessed always. Have a great week, and I look forward to seeing you next week on another edition of Wisdom for a Crazy World. God bless you, my friends.